We're in Brachot, Daf Chafei Amud Aleph, and we're up to the discussion of to what point are feces or urine considered a problem to say holy things next to it? What point do they lose their status? I mean, at some point they're no longer recognizable, and they no longer have their halachic status. So the first opinion that we saw was Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel was Kol zman shematpichin. So long as if you touch them, you feel it's wet, that's called matpichin. And that's what Rabbi Bar Bachana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that's what Ula said. And now we're up to seven lines before the lines get wide. Gniva mishmei derav amal, kol zman shereshuman nikam. So long as you could see them, meaning even if when you touch it, you don't get your hand wet, but if you could see that it's wet there, sometimes you could see it's wet, but if you touch it, it's not wet enough that your hand will get wet. That's still prohibited to say anything holy next to it. Amar Rav Yosef, shar leimar legniva. Rav Yosef said, wow, gniva needs forgiveness. May the master forgive gniva. He got that all wrong. How could he say such a thing? Hashta tzu amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav. If we have a quote in the name of Rav, gniva says in the name of Rav that urine, which is rabbinic once it's landed on the floor, so long as you can tell it's there, it's a problem. But look, let's take feces, which are, it's biblically prohibited. The verse says you can't say anything holy next to feces on the ground, right? And there Rav taught us the following. Kevan shekamu paneh mutar, Rav said that the second it has a crust, then it loses its status. So you see, it's not fully disintegrated. It's still there. It's just crusted over. So you see, it's so old, it no longer has that halachic status. Meragnai mi bayi. So certainly that by urine, we wouldn't be more stringent. Urine is only rabbinic. Amale Abaye, my chazit, the samchitaha, smochaha. Why, Abaye, who was Rav Yosef's disciple, he said, why do you quote that quote? Let's rely on a different quote in the name of Rav. Here, I'll show you a different quote where we have a quote in the name of Rav that we're very stringent when the feces, even if they're dry as earthenware, they're still prohibited. So long as if it were thrown, if it were tossed, it wouldn't crumble, it still has its halachic status. So you see, we are stringent. The other opinion says, so long as it would roll and not crumble. He says, I was once standing, we were talking Torah with Rav Yehuda Midifti, and then we saw suddenly there was feces over there. We said it was a common thing. In their days, they didn't have good sewage. So they saw it, and he said, take a look. If it has a crust, we could keep talking Torah. The other opinion says, no. He said, if you see that it's so dry that it's all cracked up, so that's permitted. So what's the conclusion? At what point can you talk Torah next to it? Itmar, tzu'ak echeres, amemar amar asura, umazut amar muteret. We have a machlokas, whether if it's dry like earthenware, that's enough or not. Amar Rava, Rava tells us bottom line, hilchata, the bottom line halach is, tzu'ak echeres asura, if it's only dry as earthenware, but it's not crumbling, then it's still prohibited. You may not say anything holy next to it. You may not make blessings next to it. But when we come to urine, it has to be at the point that where if you touched it, you'd get wet. But if it's wet enough for that, that's prohibited. So we ask, wait a second, we have a question on that. Meraglaim kozman shmatchin asurin, nivlu'u o yavshu mutarin. The Braisa says, if they were absorbed or dried, then it's permitted. So the Gemara wonders, what are these two terms, absorbed or dry? My love, doesn't the Braisa mean to say, nivlu'u duvim yadi yavshu, that it has to have been absorbed as if it were dried, my yavshu deni shuman nikal, just like if it dried up, if it evaporated, then you don't see anything there anymore. Then when it's absorbed, it also has to be on that level that you can't tell it was there anymore. And that would seem to indicate that if you could tell it's damp over there, even if you wouldn't get your hand damp by touching it, that's still prohibited to say anything holy next to it. The Gemara says, wait a second, but the Braisa began by telling you, when is it prohibited? so long as it would get something else wet. So you see, the Braisa clearly says it has to be wet enough that it would get something else wet. If it's less wet than that, then it's permitted. So why did it give me these other two examples? I don't know, because the two examples it gave me contradict the beginning. In the beginning it said, only when it's wet enough to get something else wet is it prohibited. Seemingly less than that's okay. Then it says, if it got absorbed or all dried up, that seems to say it has to be all dried up. Not just that it's not that wet. So the Gemara says, I don't know what to make of this braisa. So from this braisa, you can't figure it out. So let's say maybe that these two understandings fall in line with the machlokes tanoim. We have the following machlokes tanoim. It says in the braisa like this. Remember, in their days, they used to have this adult potty. They couldn't go out to the outhouse in the middle of the night. It was cold. It was dangerous. So they'd have this under their beds. When I was a kid, we used to go to Philipsburg Manor, next to Teaneck. There was a village there. What was it called? No. There was this village that they kept things like from the days of the Puritans. So, I forgot the name.
It was Stakes?
Yeah.
On the East Coast.
On the East Coast, yeah.
It still speak Old English.
I forgot the name. So they showed us, I still remember as a kid, they showed us the potties they had under their beds. Everyone had set potties under their beds. If you had to go at night, no one dared go outside in the cold and everything. They'd have these things under their beds, which the Gemara discusses. So you remember that? Okay, so the Braisa says the following. What happens if it spills, yeah? You can't read Shema over there. So the vessel itself, even though it doesn't have anything in it, but you still can't read Shema next to it. What about the urine itself? The first opinion in the Braisa says, if it was absorbed, you could read Shema. If not, you may not. Rabbi Yossi omer, kozman shemat pichin. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it doesn't have to be totally absorbed. So long as it'll get something else wet, then you can't read Shema. Otherwise, you could. So what does the first opinion seem to say? My nivlu, my lo nivlu. What does the first opinion, the kama tanakama? What does the first opinion mean by saying absorbed and not absorbed? If you'll tell me the first opinion says, well, if it got absorbed to the point where it won't get anything else wet, then and that's the level, even though you could tell something's there. The whole question is, does it get something else wet or not? That Rabbi Yossi the main mal kozman shemat pechinu deasu harishuman nikar shari yainu tanakama. So then Rabbi Yossi, well, that's Rabbi Yossi's opinion. So that would seem to be he's repeating what the first opinion says. Ela, so what do you have to say that what the first opinion says when it says if it's absorbed you may read Shema? What it's saying is nivleu deni shuman nikar. When it's absorbed to the point where you can't even tell anything was there. Lo nivlu derishuman nikar. So then the first opinion is saying that if you could tell it's there, you may not read Shema, even though it wouldn't get anything else wet. So Rabbi Yossi comes along to say, no, it has to be wet to the point that it would get something else wet. Then it's prohibited. But if you could just tell it was once wet, but it's not wet anymore, then Rabbi Yossi permits you to read Shema. And says the Gemara, lo, no, that's not their argument. Everyone agrees that if all you see is, you see it's damp, but it wouldn't get anything else damp, so then you could read Shema. Their whole argument is, how wet does it have to be? Tanakama holds, it has to be so wet that it's tofech al menat latiach. It's wet and it'll get something else wet. And Rabbi Yossi says, no. It's enough that it is wet and it won't get something else wet. We'll pick up here Be'ezrat Hashem tomorrow.